This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the bulk mail to the post offices to be delivered. And let's not forget that our suicide jockeys are counting in the mix here, too, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there delivering the packages that they have to extend all across the country as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America with all those, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and to the telephone line we go. California IA out there in the land of milk and honey, fruit, nuts, and Nancy Pelosi, too. We've got none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Thank you.
Yay. 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 There he is. Yay. All right, and we got a special hour here lined up for everybody. We're going to get started with the pledge, and then we'll get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we say that and we mean that because our country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it. And with this holy weekend, Easter weekend, we want to make sure we get this out there. All right, Kyle, we talked about doing this during the break because of something that happened last night. Let me see. I think the Tampa Bay Rays played a team somewhere, and they might have won their seventh game in a row.
Well, it looks to me, Captain, like it looks like the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Oakland A's 9-5
in Tampa. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Here we go.
On one, on two, on three.
Me out to the ball game. Take up to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I ever get back or it's root. Root for the Rays. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, Three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. All righty. Harry Carey, the voice of baseball for so many years. I used to love listening to him and his broadcast of the Cubbies. He was all about the Cubs, and he was Mr. Baseball.
That's exactly right. Yep, Harry Carey.
But we got our root in for the Rays. It's unbelievable. Seven in a row. That's the best start they've had yet, and they deserve it. They deserve it. It's a young team, and we'll see where they go. They're not supposed to be doing this, I'll tell you that, but we'll see what happens. And usually that's when you get surprised.
That's right. Yeah, well, they're first in the AL East right now, so that's amazing.
Yep, ahead of the dreaded New York Yankees.
That's right, yeah.
All right, well, here we go. We talked about Joe Biden. We talked about his crew. We talked about Afghanistan and all that stuff. But now Macron, the president of France, is in China, showing how far the U.S. has fallen and how the Chinese are picking up on talking to France about the world affairs. Normally, that would be a United States deal.
Well, that's right. This is the thing. Of course, China has tried to go over and try to begin some kind of peace talks or broker some kind of agreement between Russia and Ukraine. They're definitely trying to shut the U.S. out on things like that. They want to be seen as the new power on planet Earth that is going to come in and help fix things. And this thing with Macron is no different, although it does seem to have been not effective, basically. It definitely shows that China has a new mission, or one of their missions, that is to say, is to become that power like the United States to be that global influence. That's what they want.
And of course, they've already set up something between Iran and Russia, where they got them, or Saudi Arabia, sorry, where they got them talking. And I think that's moving along pretty good too.
Well, yes, I think the government in Beijing, Captain, looks over and sees what's happening in the United States. They truly do laugh. They have a singular purpose, and they're going to be successful in their eyes.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to listen to a Ron Edwards notebook, because he's not here today, but we still play the Edwards notebook just because we can. And I shall return with more. Don't go anywhere. We're here, and we'll be back right after these messages.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, of course, he's on vacation, and we're holding the fort down here, as only we can, Kyle Warren and myself. And I'm going to give my little sample here, a sip, because I have right here to my right hand my Tervis tumbler cup with the Constitutional Grounds coffee in it. Now, I like good coffee, and I like coffee that's not acidic. And I have a problem drinking coffee that gets acidic, that just makes your stomach go around in circles. Constitutional Grounds does not do that. As a matter of fact, if you want to find out more, go to the website, theronedwards.com. That's theronedwards.com. Take a look at the display that's there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee and scroll down use the RE20 promo code, save yourself some money on your purchase, and get yourself a bag and see what you think. They've also got the little cups, too, the little cups you put in your machine. Now, I'm going to sample this right now. Here we go. Oh, that's good. I'm going to do it again. Wow. That is so good. Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The coffee you want in your cup. Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, the website. Go over there, find the display, save yourself 20%. And Kyle. Kyle, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I needed that cup there. That was delicious.
And you're right, Captain. You know, I see here as well that, as you mentioned, they have those Q-pods that you can use in your coffee machine for Constitutional Grounds. So that is pretty cool.
Yep, I got some of those, too, that I have at home. Now, the Biden appeals ruling against the ban on gun bump stocks is being appealed by the Biden administration because they figure that that thing needs to be done away with.
Well, that's right. They're going to the U.S. Supreme Court. They wanted to hear an appeal of that lower court ruling against a ban by the federal government, or federal ban, rather, on the bump stock devices.
And of course, we remember what made that famous. That was the mass shooting in Las Vegas.
Yes, back in 2017.
Yep, and that's what made that famous and brought it on the radar. And I really don't have any problem with that, if that's what they want to do, because it does do something to the weapon that makes it fire a whole lot more shots in a lot shorter time. So, you know, if they want to do that, so be it.
Well, yes, I think we're in agreement on that. It's definitely, this was a device that was absolutely misused, and a lot of people suffered and died because of it.
Yes, exactly. Now, the U.S. is on the cusp of hypersonic renaissance, and they're about to take the lead in the hypersonic missile systems. Are crossing around the world. They've been doing a lot of testing in a lot of different places. This could get very interesting.
Well, that's right. This is the next generation of, unfortunately, the weapons. These weapons of war that can be on literally on top of you in a moment's notice without any real warning. And right now, as far as I know, no real defense against.
No.
You know, we remember back in the 1980s when President Reagan wanted to continue and initiated basically the Strategic Defense Initiative, more commonly known as Star Wars. But the basic premise in that was, you know, trying to hit a bullet with another bullet, basically.
Yeah.
And so obviously these hypersonic missiles are a much different phenomenon than even trying to get an ICBM or a MIRV coming back in over your country.
Well, if our laser system was operating at full capacity the way it's supposed to, we could take down a hypersonic missile.
Yeah, well, hopefully so. Exactly. But, of course, right now, one of the big concerns is that somebody like Vladimir Putin would use such a thing as a surprise attack in Ukraine. Or even against NATO to some degree. I mean, it just depends how crazy he gets in the end.
Yeah, and I think Putin has got a bunch of hypersonic missiles he's been using in Ukraine.
Well, that's right. But the idea, of course, is that you put a nuclear, tip on there, basically, or you want to go after aircraft carriers. I mean, it's hard to see these things coming.
Uh-huh. Now, the Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon and Gaza were done after numerous rockets were launched into Israel, a barrage, if you will, and Israel doesn't take too highly to that. When that happens, they go after the bad guys.
They certainly do. And, of course, there's some very sad news that came out of Tel Aviv. 5 people were injured, and 1 tourist was killed, evidently, when there was an assailant coming in, and I believe using an automobile or a vehicle to go after people. It was confirmed, I believe, the man that was killed was, in fact, Italian visiting Israel.
Yeah, and that's why they have to be so careful when they go over there to visit. You've got to have security. You've got to stay with security. You can't go wandering off because of the fact that the bad guys are looking for you to do something wrong to where they can pick you off.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, and of course, at a time of Passover, as it is in Israel, as we go through Easter weekend here, of course, yes, the heightened security and the heightened anxiety is there.
Yeah. Now, here we go. North Korea says that they tested a high-powered underwater weapon.
Well, absolutely. They... You know, North Korea, of course, is searching for any way that it can to get something that they feel is going to be a slam dunk. No doubt about it. But it's the idea is that it's nuclear capable. That's a huge part of this.
Yeah.
And so again, they want it. This is all meant to terrify and also a lot of that's for local consumption as well. You know, look at our grand leader and how amazing he is. He's testing the underwater nuclear missile thing and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, our grand leader. I love the way you put that.
Yeah, right. It's just, you know, but, and it's not a laughing matter, but what it is that, you know, this is, again, this is a country that can't feed its own people, that just recently recruited 800,000 troops, according to reports, to quote, fight the United States of America. You know, it's really, really sad. It's pathetic, but it's also, so tragic because so many people are suffering so horribly in a place like North Korea.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll see what happens, because usually when they talk about recruiting troops here, some of the people that, and by the way, they let people out of jail to join the military. So,
well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so they probably have done that to a certain degree. So we'll see what happens, because they're very unstable with any direction that they seem to be going when it comes to politics.
Well, yeah, but it's a Stalinist, you know, reclusive regime, basically, they know that it can't last. So this is what I think, Captain, at the very high levels, they know that it is doomed at some point in the future, but they don't want to get there yet, and they're not willing to accept it.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour of advertisements and whatnot, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a USA News update. The majority of Nashville council members say they'll vote to reinstate expelled state representative Justin Jones. He was removed from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville shooting. Jones and two colleagues involved in the demonstration spoke to President Biden in a conference call Friday. He invited them to the White House. Police are giving an all clear following reports of an active shooter on the University of Oklahoma campus in Norman. University Police Chief Nathaniel Tarver says it appears the incident may have been a fake call and there's no evidence of shots being fired. Six people are injured following a shooting on a South Carolina beach Friday. Gunfire followed several fights reportedly involving high school students. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All right, and don't forget, folks, when you check out West Coast Podiatry and Wound Care, that you give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They're located between 38th and 66th in St. Petersburg. And by the way, we had something very nice happen this week. The people over there told me about it. A lady called up. She was coming down for vacation anyway, but a lady called up from Pennsylvania, and she's coming to see the doctor on Monday, and they're going to do a procedure for her on her. She's been having to wait up north, and they're going to be able to get her right in and get it done down here, so that she won't lose any time or whatnot. So how about that? Never say never. West Coast podiatry and wound care. Check them out. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. Now, we're going to pick up where we left off here because Ukraine, and we talked about this a little bit, says that they're holding on to Bakhmut despite the difficult situation being presented by Russia.
Well, that's right. Basically, according to one of the military spokespersons for Ukraine, basically they're saying that the Russians, of course, are making what he's calling a maximum effort to capture Bakhmut. However, he says it is suffering serious losses and not reaching strategic successes, he says. So that's right. It is a very difficult situation and one that would be a big prize for Russia, but it hasn't gotten there yet, according to this spokesperson.
Well, Russia has been experiencing major setbacks, especially with the troops that have been getting killed as a result of what's going on there.
Well, of course. Of course, and that's why I think, again, it's very concerning as to exactly what Vladimir Putin might do in the end if he feels that he will either be deposed at home by somebody if he doesn't win, if he continues this fiasco, or if he just wants to finally end the war in his favor.
Now, this is major because in a CNN poll done just in the past few days, most Democrats that were polled, though these are not Republicans, most Democrats that were polled do not, by about 2-1, want Joe Biden running for president.
Well, stop the press. You know, wait a minute. They don't want Joe Biden, but Joe Biden is the best president. Can you imagine, Captain, all of the amazing things that Joe Biden has done in the short time that he's been president? I mean, the economy is roaring. We got jobs. Everything is good. There's no problem. If the adults are in the room, why wouldn't Democrats? This is the question. Why wouldn't Democrats want Joe Biden to be
president? If he was the best of anything, all right, he would have already made his announcement, and they would have already been jumping from the rafters in glee.
Well, absolutely. This is a day-to-day slog by the White House and by the handlers and by everybody trying to sort of clean up whatever Joe Biden says. Sometimes it's innocuous and silly, and other times it's incredibly consequential, like, oh, yes, the United States will go to military aid and we'll go to war with China, basically, if they invade Taiwan. Remember when Joe Biden said that? They always have to walk this stuff back and so forth. Yeah, so, you know, I think Democrats have had enough. But that, of course, begs the question, Captain, who do they want?
Did you hear what happened at the Masters Golf Tournament yesterday?
Well, I know that they had to suspend play for a time because there were trees that were toppled over in the area.
Yeah, they had a number of trees get blown over in a severe thunderstorm that came roaring through there, and it stopped the Masters for more than an hour.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, that becomes like a new sort of obstacle, you know, on the course. So we don't know, you know, obviously you want to be careful. It's severe thunderstorms. You got to get out of the area anyway. You got to get to shelter.
And another poll that was put out there yesterday, most voters favor the GOP when it comes to immigration.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that at all because, you know, no matter how much the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat administration and the messaging goes out, that everything's in Mayorkas. You can't forget Mayorkas, right? Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, oh, no, the border's fine. The border's secure. It's all good. Why are you even asking me this question? You know, this kind of thing. Everybody sees through that. And they know that Joe Biden has not done even the smallest amount as the previous president, Donald Trump, had done in order to secure the border and create policies that keep people who have very nefarious intentions from getting into the country. That's not surprising.
Now, right now, because of the fact it's been so warm all spring long, the warming is concerning many of the scientists that are saying that we are going to have a really bad hurricane season in the U.S.
Yeah, that's really really concerning, and of course it remains to be seen. But you're right. I mean, look at just what happened in California. All this rain that we've had, that's just unbelievable amounts of rain that have, in so many ways, at least in my opinion, have hopefully put the drought to a thing of the past.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, and I don't know what the concern is, but a NASA astronaut has asked the world to pray for their moon mission.
Interesting. Well, the moon mission is not going to be not a manned mission at this point. Is that what they're talking about, or are they talking about something else?
I don't know.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm just telling you, that's the headline.
Yeah, very interesting. Yes, that's right. A NASA astronaut has asked for that, and definitely... I think it's actually a good request. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be late next year, of course.
Now, Pakistan, and this will be our final story before we go to break here in just about a minute. Pakistan has announced that they are trying to root out the Islamic terrorists that are inside Pakistan.
Well, that's a very, very good thing. Yeah, that's right. They are launching a new military operation against the Islamist militants, as they're being called. Exactly.
That's not the first time we've done this, or they've done that, rather.
That's right.
So what do you think the chances are this time of doing it right?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, this all comes in under the environment of having some pretty bad economic times in Pakistan. So obviously they're trying to shore up something over there in the sense of trying to get people to support the current government.
Well, it's all about the Benjamins, I guess, right?
Right, exactly. And all this is alive and well. You know, it's interesting that somehow, you know, at least in this country, we think it's the parents are the problem, and these are the terrorists, but there are actually real terrorists out there across the world that actually do real terrorist things, and that's where the focus needs to be, and we don't hear about it so much, so I'm glad we're mentioning it here.
Yeah, well, we're hearing about it now.
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right, well, let me see here. We should be hearing the music come up here in just a second. And with that being said, I'm going to remind everybody that we are coming back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, to do our wrap-up of the Truckers Highway and Byway weather that's out there, because we got some weather to talk about tonight. There may even be a switcheroo right now going on. Don't know yet until we take a look-see and see what's going on. All right, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
buddy. A little Steve Winwood there, and that's a blast in the past. Kyle, roll with it, baby.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, Steve Winwood. Great track.
Yep. And it's something I even forgot about. I mean, shoot, I knew he did some stuff, but I forgot about that one.
Yeah. He was around for, or still is, but, around for a long time and had a lot of great hits.
All righty. Now, let's pack it in here and let's see what's going on out west with the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. As we head into our Easter weekend forecast here for our friends in Seattle and Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, unfortunately, you've got rain in the forecast for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and maybe on into Tuesday. That's for Seattle. As we're taking a look at Portland, we also have basically the same story. So most unfortunately, Easter weekend, Easter Sunday, looks like you're going to be having rain. We also, of course, right now are looking at, again, some rain. This is north of Spokane, north of I-90, now up near Sand Point in Idaho, and on the Washington side, up near Colville, so definitely be aware of that. We've got some snow north of Boise, but it looks like it's starting to move away from last hour from near the interstate, so that's good. But you still got snow right around Logan, Utah, this is going to be east of the 15, of Interstate 15. Other than that, we have a pretty quiet map, other than as we go through the weekend, you can still get some aerial flood watches going on in northern Nevada, I-80 between Winnemucca and the Utah border. That's because the warm temperatures are causing some snow melt, which could cause some flooding. Other than that, happy Easter and have a great weekend. Be careful out there.
Don't let the Easter bunny run you over.
That's right.
Yep. And there's some pretty good-sized Easter bunnies out there, so, I know what I'm talking about here. You got to behave yourself. All right, now, rain, yep, we're going to have a lot of rain in the northern part of the country. Coming across, going to get some fog up there too in Wisconsin, right there from Green Bay over west in a straight line towards Minnesota. Got some rain up there north and east of Minneapolis and the Twin Cities up in Duluth right now. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it's raining up there right now. Got some rain in North Dakota and got some probably some rain coming to the eastern part of North Dakota. To cover the I-29 area here in the not-too-distant future, hour or two or so. And we've got some really warm temperatures down below in Nebraska, as well as the northern part of Kansas, and looks like over in Iowa, over there towards the northwestern corner of Iowa, got some warm temperatures over there. Got some rain that's going to pretty much encompass Louisiana, as well as Mississippi, over towards Pascagoula, and certainly the entire coastline of Mississippi and Louisiana will be enhanced in rain. We do have some gale winds tonight coming up the coastline all the way from Savannah to Virginia right there, going into the Norfolk, Virginia area, the naval base there. And then we do have a lot of fog tonight. Coming up the coastline, let's see here, Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod, then it kind of jumps around a little bit, comes on down towards Long Island, and then you pick it up again, Long Island, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, southeast Pennsylvania, over into the mountains of Virginia, mountains of Maryland as well, and down the coastline, I-95 down through Delaware and parts of Maryland into Virginia. So that's where the fog is going to be tonight. So be careful with all of that. And then we've got some unsettled weather conditions along I-95 tonight in South Carolina. Could be some rain associated with that. We'll see. If so, it would be a little bit later in the day, the morning, towards lunchtime. So we'll see what happens there. Now, all of that. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, Kyle, why did we go to the Pilot Flying J and the Flying J?
Well, because, Captain, they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Go to pilotflyingj.com, find out more information, especially about the My Rewards Plus app, where you can get great offers, save money. You can also, of course, start to earn points, up to 4 points per gallon in most cases. So you definitely want to check out pilotflyingj.com. You can also find out how you can find the nearest location and also how you can do great things like reserve your parking space ahead of time. All that and much more at pilotflyingj.com.
And, of course, they're putting in the new facilities where they're putting in repair shops and truck washes and whatnot. And pretty soon, if you can't already get it done there, you'll be able to get your tires fixed there. You'll be able to get your minor repair work done there and more or less probably get your trucks washed there as well. So, Kyle, we will talk to you on Monday morning. Hope you have a great Easter and try not to run over the Easter bunny.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, happy Easter to you and happy Easter to everybody out there.
All righty, and we will talk to Kyle again on Monday morning. And right now we are going to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. That's FoundersCo.com. You can go over there and check out all the great things that she writes about over there. Okay, well, I guess if I was a fly on the wall, I would want to know what was going on in Washington, D.C.
You couldn't keep up. I mean, nobody can keep up with what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we had more things pop up again yesterday. What the heck's going on? And by the way, this January 6th stuff is still very much alive and well.
Well, the Department of Justice made a claim, I think a couple of weeks ago, that they still have, I think, somewhere in the number of 1,000 people that they're investigating.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's not surprising, I mean, because of all the people that managed to get in and the people that were all around milling outside and whatnot. We understand that there were about 46 operatives that were actually informants for the FBI, and some of them have been identified and some of them haven't.
Well, that's the way, you know, the FBI operates. I mean, they had informants going all the way back decades ago to Weather Underground. So, I mean, that's what they do. And so it would be surprising they clearly knew what was building. I mean, that's their job. And we can't get anybody in the Department of Justice to admit any of this. So here we are.
We can't get anybody in the Department of Justice to admit anything of any type, regardless of what it is, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope it is where you're going to be, too. We shall return with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.